I'm Ashley.
And I'm Lacey.
And this is United States of Murder's very own
Wacky Wednesday.
Here we are again.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. I didn't even know today was going to be Valentine's Day until you messaged me earlier.
It is. I have two stories.
Okay.
And all of mine are kind of about animals or animal related.
Very intriguing.
Do you have one or two?
One and an update.
Well, let's just go back and forth.
Okay. You can start with one of your animal tales.
This is kind of an update, I think. I think we covered this way back since this is like episode 60-something.
Mm-hmm.
So a pigeon suspected of spying for China was released in India after PETA intervened. So a pigeon suspected of spying for China and held for 8 months was released by Indian officials this week after intervention from the animal rights organization PETA. After learning that the pigeon was held in the Bhai Sakarbhai Dinshaw Petit Hospital for Animals, or BSDPHA, as case property for an astonishing 8 months, PETA in India sprang into action to secure the bird's freedom from captivity. The animal's ordeal began in May of last year when it was captured near a port in Mumbai.
What?
There was a message written on its wing in words that appeared to be Chinese, which led to the suspicion of spying and caused police to seize the bird, who was sent to Mumbai's BSDPHA for a medical examination as part of the investigation.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Another pigeon was reportedly taken into custody in 2016 after authorities found it with a note that threatened Indian prime ministers. So now that I'm thinking about it, this is not the one. The one we covered, he had a backpack.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Yes. Yes, you're right. Oh, my God.
Yes. So in the most recent case, PETA contacted police in Mumbai without further delay to grant formal permission for the hospital to release the bird. It was released from the hospital by the medical superintendent.
Just like from the hospital, just up,
I guess.
Up and went.
I guess so.
At least return him to his rightful city. That he was found in.
Earlier Indian media reports had said that the bird had been transferred to the Bombay Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, whose doctors set it free. While the pigeon's case has made global headlines, spy animals captured and exploited by militaries is nothing new. In 2019, a white beluga whale, nicknamed Vladimir, shot to international fame after it was spotted wearing a specially made harness with mounts for a camera. Yes.
A beluga whale?
A beluga whale, leading experts to suggest the whale may have been trained by the Russian military. Belugas are social animals that hunt and travel together in pods. Vladimir the whale was found alone and has been known to follow boats and play with those on board.
Oh my gosh. They kind of look like a big dolphin.
Yeah. Yes. So he resurfaced in Swedish waters in 2023. And there have been concerns expressed by animal rights activists and marine experts about his fate. So, how do you train a wild animal to be a spy? It's not a dog. It's a bird and a giant.
I'm sorry, this is so funny.
A giant whale.
Whales are very smart, but like, how do you go about whale training?
How do you train it though? How do you capture it and then you start training it?
I don't know how you train a whale.
I can't get Wendy to get off the couch.
Dogs are hard enough.
No, that's what I'm
Cats,
saying.
Impossible.
Like Wendy will not. I mean, I have to go get the treat bag and shake it. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, pigeons have been used as long as time.
They must
know?
Be super, how do you, super smart,
how do you
too.
Go about doing that?
I don't know.
Getting them to go to a...
And then you put it in an animal jail. And I didn't know there was a such thing as animal jail.
To be honest, I thought that was just animal control, but...
No, there's an animal jail. But I mean, I guess a spy is a spy is a spy. It doesn't matter.
PETA did the Lord's work in this
yes,
occasion.
It did.
Oh, man. Well, since it's Valentine's Day, here's one for you lovers. A woman in Arizona allegedly sent a man she met on a dating site more than 159,000 text messages over a 10-month period after one single date. One date.
Oh my God.
To break that down, in the 10-month period, that would be 530 texts a day given a 30-day month.
Why did he not block her?
See, I wonder the same thing. Get a new number, block her.
Like, you can block somebody.
Yeah, you can block somebody.
I've done it.
So 31-year-old Jacqueline Claire Adiz, who was accused of stalking the man by breaking into his home, was arrested in May by Paradise Valley Police. So at the time, authorities alleged she had sent 65,000 texts after their only date. But then the police reports said she allegedly sent many, many more. I mean, 65,000 is still a lot, but I mean...
60 yes. would be a lot.
10.
10 would be a lot.
159,000?
I don't think I've sent that many in my entire date? Life. That must have been a good date.
Ugh, I don't even know. So, according to the documents, the messages to the man, who is still unnamed, allegedly turned threatening after she was escorted off of his property in July 2017.
What happened on this date?
And I still don't know that. They didn't.
Oh, man.
It's just she thought it was love and he did not. So, a couple of the texts read, "I'd wear your fascia on the top of your skull, in your hands and feet." There are a lot of abbreviations, so they're kind of hard to make out. "I'd make sushi out of your kidneys and chopsticks out of your hand bones." "Oh, what I would do with your blood. I'd want to bathe in it." So these weren't just like, "I love you, I love you, I love you" 1,000 times, or 159,000 times.
Call me back.
These were very specific things about how she would
wants
use
to kill
his
him.
Body part.
Holy shit.
If I got a text message that said, "Oh, what I would do with your blood," or "I'd make sushi out of your kidneys,"
I would go to the police.
So officers listed Jacqueline as allegedly showing signs of mental illness, and she's being held in Maricopa County Jail without bond and has pleaded not guilty to charges of stalking and criminal trespassing. So that she was held there. But then in April 2018, officers found her inside the same man's home taking a bath. I don't know if it was a salt burn situation or not. Doesn't specify.
Not salt burn.
She was taken into custody and charged with trespassing, and she was released and given a court date. So she's broken into his home twice, 159,000 text messages, and they went on one single date. So, yeah.
Oh, my.
Oh, but there's more.
Oh, God.
I forgot. Then on May 4th, she went to the man's business and claimed to be his wife. Scottsdale police responded to the scene and escorted her off the premises. When Paradise Valley police heard of the incident, they arrested her. So she's been arrested quite a few times. In a jailhouse interview that same month, she told the reporters she met him through Luxy, L-U-X-Y, a dating site for millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never heard of that one before. She said, "I felt like I met my soulmate and everything was just the way it was. I thought we would do what everybody else did, but that's not what happened."
Everybody else doesn't do this that you're doing.
Ultimately, all of her charges were dropped after she was deemed to be mentally incompetent and non-restorable.
Oh, man.
So she was found to be, it didn't say what her mental illness was. But she moved back to Florida where she'll receive additional treatment and be with her parents. And that's far away from Arizona. So hopefully at least she's not going to be around his property.
That is terrifying.
I hope that guy blocked her number finally. But
he's going to be looking over his shoulder for the rest of his life.
I mean, I know she has a mental illness. But to be the recipient of you go on one date with someone.
Girl.
And then you're getting messages about using your fascia for, ugh.
That's beyond love bombing.
That is, how do you send that many texts? Like, truly, anyone, like, 539 a day? I'm thinking, how long would that take? How many hours? Someone needs to do this for science, okay?
Yeah.
If you're out, no, report I'm just back. Joking. Don't report do this. Do not do
no,
this.
No, just you can figure up. Somebody that's mathing, I don't math.
And I just want to say a PSA to everyone out there. Since it's Valentine's Day, I'm going to do you a solid. And if you text someone, are you alive, and you're dating that person, it's not good.
It's not good.
Don't text someone, are you alive, because you haven't heard from them. Take that as the sign. Stop texting.
Don't text.
That's your sign.
Don't text
after that.
Don't text.
Do not text, are you alive.
Uh-uh.
They're ignoring you.
And here's the other thing.
Just dropping that bomb.
That I had a conversation with another single girlfriend of mine about. If someone thumbs up or hearts something that you say, that's the end of the conversation.
Yes.
That's not an invitation to keep
down.
Going.
Yeah, it's winding down.
And I'm not saying that it's derogatory because I'll thumbs up something or heart something. I'm acknowledging what you said.
Yes.
If I want to continue the conversation, I will text more.
Yes.
If I just heart it, don't text me again and just like
that convo is done.
It's
yes.
done. Yeah. Listen to us. You're happily married. I'm single.
People need to know these things. It's just, it's cringy.
It's very cringy. Okay, here's another Valentine's.
Oh, okay.
Valentine's adjacent, wacky. The San Antonio Zoo will let you name a cockroach after an ex and feed it to an animal. San Antonio Zoo is offering a special Valentine's Day greeting for exes. For $10, you can name a cockroach after a not-so-special someone and feed it to an animal.
Oh my gosh.
Which is a cold, direct message that you are not interested in this person anymore. The annual Cry Me a Cockroach fundraiser supports the zoo's vision of securing a future for wildlife in Texas and around the world. So that's what it says on the website, of the San Antonio Zoo website. Those not into bugs can choose a vegetable for $5 or a rodent for $25.
Not a rodent.
I know.
Aww.
All donors receive a digital Valentine's Day card showing their support for the zoo. They can also opt to send their ex a digital Valentine card informing them that a cockroach, rodent, or vegetable was named after them and then fed to an animal. For those especially with a stubborn ex, can pay $150. That includes a personalized video message to the recipient showing their cockroach, rodent, or vegetable being devoured by the animal. The annual event is a hit, and they received more than 8,000 donations from all 50 states and 30 countries.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, they are on track to break last year's records. And so far, what do you think the top three men's names are submitted?
I don't want to offend any of you.
Or just give me two.
So top names.
Give me two.
Josh?
No. One more guess.
Brian.
Nope.
Gosh, I'm trying to think of like
common names.
Common normal names.
Zach.
Why didn't I think of Zach? We only know 100. No. Oh my God.
Zach, Ray, and Adam.
Ray?
Yes. And
okay,
Adam.
What?
Are the most submitted X names so far.
Ray?
Yes. So if you want to participate in this is actually coming out on Valentine's Day. You just have to submit your ex's name online. So. I think this is really petty. I'm just going to say it. And I don't know. Honestly, it's a little disturbing. I get the idea that
I don't like the rodent.
I mean, like, I'm not trying to sound like a Karen, but it's like, hey, I can't murder you, so I'm going to murder this animal in your honor. I don't know. It's the next best thing. I don't love it.
Yeah. I was trying to find it online.
I mean, a carrot. I could get behind like a vegetable.
Yeah, I saw on Facebook.
Not like a mouse.
I follow like a million animal shelters, and it's somewhere local. Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
I can't remember
talk
who
about
it was.
That. Yes.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of exes. I know that's shocking to people that listen.
No.
But I don't dwell on things. I've never done anything to get back at somebody.
Man,
I'm like,
we're
over. You no longer exist in my life, and goodbye. But by all means, go for it.
See, guys, I'm a petty Betty and would seek revenge at every turn.
Guys, gays, theys, gals, whatever. You're raising money for the zoo. Like you were saying, A local animal shelter is doing something very similar mm-hmm. to this.
No animals will be killed in the process.
It's the Cabot Animal Support Services that's doing a fundraiser.
It's Cabot. I didn't realize that.
It's called Love Stinks.
Mm-hmm.
And their whole thing is, let our dogs express your true feelings. Donate $5 and we will write the name of your hashtag crappy ex on a poop bag that one of our pups so graciously fills with goodies. Don't worry, we'll do all the work other than producing the actual product.
Oh my gosh.
And they will even provide pictures of the adoptable pup that's doing their business. They have a PayPal and all money goes to support the shelter animals. So I can get behind
this. Yeah, I can get behind that.
And maybe it's because it's not death related.
Instead of an ex, I'll just send them an enemy's name.
I mean, and it's a cute way to cash in on this made up holiday anyways, and you're helping an animal. Now I have to get my phone and show you. They've already started.
Really?
And there are pictures of these pups that are up for adoption and the bag of poop that has the name on it.
Oh my gosh.
It's really silly, but
that's a smart idea. Why
it's
not?
Smart.
Yeah,
and
that's
they're
a
making,
good idea.
They're making money.
It's for a good cause. No one's getting harmed in the making. That's pretty funny.
No. Now I have to look this up. Did you have anything wacky happen to you while I'm talking about, while I'm looking up this dog poop pictures?
No, not really. Oh,
these
my gosh. Look at these names.
So
that is
funny.
So funny.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
People are buying multiple exes. And also, look, this one right here to the ex named Damien, times two. Dog had
times two.
Dog filled two bags. So you must be extra crappy.
Oh, my gosh.
This is another they're making a ton of money. This is a whole nother page. This has been going on.
Look, Wendy,
look,
can poop in some bags.
More. It's so funny.
Listeners, you
Listeners,
heard it here. You can send us your ex and we'll do something with poop.
We'll fill up.
We can do anti-shout-outs now.
Yes, there
joking.
We go. There we go.
Just kidding.
I watched Night Swim.
Oh, was it good?
We rented it because it's literally cheaper to rent it and stream it at home than it is to go to the movies to watch it.
Oh, man.
So Max and I rented it.
Yeah,
it's really good.
The first two people, of course.
We watched it two times.
Oh, well, that's good.
You get it for like 24 hours.
Is it super scary?
No. It's not blood and gore. It's more you're trying to figure out what's in the water and why is the water haunted or tainted or whatever. Also watched High Tension.
I haven't heard of that.
Okay. It's on Tubi.
I have
and
Tubi.
When I was getting my hair done Saturday, Cody recommended it, and it is so good. Hmm. He's like, this is the scariest movie I've ever seen.
Really?
And he's a scary movie fanatic
I
am. It's scary.
Ooh.
It is scary. It is a Swedish film, so it's dubbed, which I don't typically like.
Yeah.
I'll turn it off. But within like the first 10 minutes, you completely forget that it's dubbed.
Okay. Well, that means I can – oh, it's dubbed, so English over
yeah, so
the,
it's like their mouth isn't lining up with the English.
Yeah, yeah.
It's creepy. It keeps you on your toes. Like, my heart was racing.
What is it again?
It's called High Tension.
High Tension. I'm interested
yes.
in that.
Heart racing. There is a crazy plot twist right at the end where you're like, what the fuck did I just watch?
Is it a lot of gore?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is a lot of gore.
I can do it sometimes. Sometimes I can't.
We need more movies like this.
Oh,
not a lot of the gore, but movies that make you go, wait, what? I'm texting him throughout this whole thing like, what just happened? What is going on? What does this have to do with this? And he's like, just wait. Just wait. He's like, I like to watch this movie with people so I can see their reaction when the twist comes.
I'm really interested. Now I'm going to have to watch this.
I'm telling you, I can't talk about it enough. I was surprised. And I'd seen it on Tubi, but I'm like, it's a Swedish film. I'm not going to watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was really good. It was good.
Yeah, like I said, I just watched X, and that's on Netflix. And I guess it's a horror movie, but it's like a small film crew in the 70s in Texas rents, like, it's not an Airbnb, but they rent a place that's on the same land as a farmhouse or whatever. they're there to film a porno.
I've seen this.
Oh, okay. Yes. You've seen it.
Yes. When you were saying X, I was thinking EX.
Oh, sorry. No, just the letter X. The letter X with Mia Goth.
I was going to say, it's got the same girl mm-hmm. that's in Pearl.
Well, I'm not going to say, never mind. But
mm-hmm. girl.
I will say, like, it's not the gore that bothered me. It's not anything other than, and I'm not being ageist here. The old people in this movie are like a million years old and decrepit looking. Like, it's like.
And they're doing dirty things.
It's really gross. Like, their hair is so, oh. It's like.
It looks like mine.
The Crypt Keeper. Like, when that old lady gets in bed. It's just, there's something about, like, extremely old people doing creepy sex things. I cannot do it. I'm just like, get me out of here.
It's a lot. It's so good, though.
Oh, it was. Yeah, it was interesting. I haven't seen Pearl. I need to watch Pearl.
You haven't?
No, because it's streaming on something I didn't have. But X is on Netflix now. So if you want to watch something freaking disgusting.
It's pretty gross.
Gross in a lot of weird ways.
Well, I had a wacky. Get ready for this.
Okay.
I almost ran over a middle schooler with my car today.
Max? Wait, no, he's not middle school.
No.
What?
So, I'm going to paint this picture for you. Cabot, 6:45 a.m. In between subdivisions, I go from my subdivision to Max's dad's subdivision by little back roads and drop Max off. Dad takes him to school. I go to work. There is a middle schooler-ish age, I'm guessing, rollerblading. He's got his shoes around his neck. He's rollerblading to school. Not unusual. This town has a million elementary, middle school, mm-hmm. junior highs. It's tons and tons of kids walking to school. They're everywhere in the morning, especially nice days like this morning.
Yeah.
I see him walking. He's on the left side of the road. I am on the right side, mm-hmm. obviously. There's no lines. It's just a road.
Yeah.
Like in a...
Like a neighborhood road.
Like a neighborhood road, yes. I slow way down. Max and I are talking, chit-chatting. I slow way down to drive past this child.
Mm-hmm.
He does not even look and starts to skate across the road. Bam. Runs into the side of my car, flips my side view mirror up, hits my window.
Oh my God, is he okay?
He slides down my car.
Like a bug.
Like a bug.
Oh my
underneath
God.
Underneath my car. He's under my car. I'm luckily in my new car that I have, it's a push to park button.
Oh my God.
So I push the button real fast, park the car, roll my window down. He jumps up, this kid is, and is like, sorry, and like skates off.
So he's alive and well. Okay, yes. Good.
Did not run him over.
What side of your car was it on?
My driver's side. So oh my I'm God. On the right side going like east to west.
So he like.
He didn't even look. He just like.
I was just thinking, was he like, trying to pass you? But no, he didn't no, even. He wasn't even look. Aware that you existed.
It's like he was switching sides of the road.
Oh my gosh. Did he have headphones on or anything?
I think he had AirPods in his ears. I couldn't really tell. He kind of had like longer hair and like a hoodie on.
Good Lord.
So anyways, I look over at Max. He looks like he's about to cry. I'm like,
that would be terrifying.
Are you okay? And he's like. That scared me, Mama. I'm like, he's okay. I didn't run him over.
Yeah,
I
was
like,
probably thought that. Yes. Like, oh my God, you
yes. Hit. I was like, you need it. That's why you need to pay attention when you're riding your bike or you're out on the street.
Yes.
I'm shaking.
I so would terrify me.
There's an intersection that we're coming up to where there's a stop sign and it's the main road that school's on. So I stop. He stopped. This kid has stopped on the side of the road. I rolled my window down and he kind of side-eyed me like he thought I was going to scream at him. I was like, are you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm fine. It happens all the time. I'm like.
It happens all the time.
Yes. I'm like, you need to be very careful. I'm like, I'm not trying to scold this kid or I'm not his mother. But I'm like, you need to be very careful and listen.
Yeah.
When you're on your rollerblades.
It would take me hitting a car once to terrify me. Like, what?
Oh, my God. When I got to Max's dad's house, which is like 1 minute up the road from where we were. I had to get out and, like, pop my mirror back out.
Oh, my
gosh. Make sure there was nothing wrong with my sight. And you can see, like, handprints because my car is black. Like,
oh, my gosh.
Where he skid down. And you know, his feet went out from under him. He's on rollerblades. So he was like,
that's how he got under the car. Yeah, oh, like, my Lord. Zoop. That is terrifying.
Yeah. So
that would scare me. Listen. I'd be like, wait, did I do something? Because everything happened so fast.
Well, and you could tell by, I don't even know.
That would terrify me.
But the front of my car was past him when he decided to switch and just wasn't paying, just ran right into my car.
Ugh.
Heart attack city. I'm like, you're never wearing rollerblades to school, Max. Never.
Oh, Lord.
Anyways, happy Wednesday, y'all.
Happy Wednesday. Oh, I had an update from, I think it was last week's Wacky. Maybe it was 2 weeks ago. I don't remember. The three guys from Kansas City. This is not a good update. Sorry.
Oh, God.
The three guys that were found frozen to death. So there was some speculation the men must have had something more than just alcohol in their systems. So the tox reports came back, and that was the case. Several substances, including cocaine and fentanyl, were found in the men's systems. Not good. So the families are still suspicious, though.
David, of the doctor, your friend?
Of the friend, yeah.
Isn't he like some kind of cancer researcher?
Oh, I'm not sure what his job was.
Yeah, he's like some kind of cancer research doctor.
Well, he's entered
in. Or scientist.
Yeah, I think. It might be a scientist of some sort. He's entered into rehab, and he did that before the tox reports came back. But David Harrington's one of the men who passed away. Stepmom Teresa said she thinks there's more to the story and that David was not a drug addict. His father said the men likely got the drugs at the party, and then they don't know for sure, but several of the family members believe that Jordan, the man who lived there, played a part by either supplying the drugs or giving the men the drugs knowing they would die. I kind of doubt that he knew they would die because he entered rehab. He was probably doing them himself. Yeah. I obviously don't know the situation, but I wouldn't jump to saying he was trying to kill them all with fentanyl. I don't know. I mean, it's possible they were laced and he didn't know it or they didn't know it. Regardless, it's very sad. There's a speculation on why were they outside dead, you know?
Obviously, they probably weren't dead when they went out there, but they were probably high.
My speculation, and this is just my theory, is maybe one of them was a smoker, or maybe they all smoked, and one of them was like, hey, I'm going to step outside to smoke or whatever, or even chat, or some people just go outside to get fresh air. Maybe they went out there, and after doing all the drugs, they just were sitting, and it just kind of all hit them at once. I mean, who knows? Because fentanyl, and I didn't know this until I looked it up, it's 50 to 100 times more potent than morphine.
A tiny bit of fentanyl on something can cause you to OD.
Yeah.
That's why people...
It's terrifying.
You know, Max's dad, he has a couple of those... It's for somebody's overdosing.
Yeah. Narcan or whatever. Like an EpiPen.
Yeah.
Gosh, I was like, maybe I need to carry one.
Some places will give them to you for free in case you come up on somebody that's overdosing. Well, you know, look at all the different videos that there are of police officers who are searching somebody. There was one that was going around last year of this woman police officer, and she was searching somebody in a traffic stop and like touched it with her hand that was in his pocket, and she falls out on the ground and is like OD just from touching it. That's some bad shit.
If someone asks you to do fentanyl, run.
Don't
do it. And it can be laced and you not even know it, like in cocaine.
It can be on
that's terrifying.
It can be on money laying on the ground and you pick it up with your hand, or a child pick it up. No.
I didn't even know much about it until I was reading into it last night.
It's terrifying.
I swear there's always a new crazier drug.
Because people want to get higher and higher and they don't care about any consequences.
Yeah. Did you have another animal one, or am I imagining?
No, it was all the animals? It was the pigeon, the cockroach,
the dog, you're right.
That's it. That's all of it. That's all I have. Happy Ash Wednesday and
Happy Valentine's Day.
And don't be down. If you're alone today,
have a good day.
You have a good day. Or if you're missing someone, it's just one day out of 365. Don't get in your feels about it.
Watch some anti-love movies.
Watch some of these
Netflix
movies we just suggested.
Oh, God.
And get a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
And watch one of these movies.
Yeah, exactly.
You're better off having a panic attack than sitting and being doomy and gloomy on Valentine's Day. That's probably true. Follow me for more ways. Stay out of love.
Stay out of love.
Join us next week for more tales of wacky crimes
and criminals
to help you get through your week. Bye.
Bye.